Okay, today's daf is Shabbos Kuf Yudalid, and today we're going to discuss the concept of Big Day Shabbos and Shinui Begadim. The Gemara says on the top of Kuf Yudalid Amun Aleph, Minayin, so from the bottom of the previous Amun, Amar Biochanan, Minayin the Shinui Begadim Min HaTorah. How do we know the concept of Shinui Begadim Min HaTorah? What does that mean? Changing what's Begadim? Rashi says, Shu Derek Kavod, Lifnei HaMakom, that it's Derek Kavod to look appropriate and nice in front of Hashem, Shene'emar, Fashadus Begadav, V'lavash Begadim Acherim, when it says that he should change his clothes, when the Kohen takes the Deshen, he changes his clothes, and he takes the Deshen out, he does Hotzas HaDeshen, V'tana Dever B'Yishmael, Limetcha Torah Derech Eretz, the Torah teaches you Derech Eretz, that he should change his clothes, Begadim Shebishalem, Kedera L'Rabo, on Yimzo Ben Kos L'Rabo, the clothing that he wore to do the cooking in the kitchen, that he cooked the pot with, he shouldn't be pouring the wine with, he shouldn't, when he goes out into the dining room and pours the cup for his Rav, he shouldn't be pouring the wine in the same clothes. Rashi, Votzia Sadeshen, his Kiku Hakasav Lo Bosh Begadim Pchusim, Bishas Hodah Sadeshen. This is going in the opposite direction, putting on less mechubad clothes. When you take out the Deshen, She'ein Avoda Chashuva, which is not an Avoda Chashuva, Kidei Shelo Yimasu Begadav HaChashuvim She'ovid Bahem Avoda Sachila V'Shasiya. He should not use the same clothes that he takes the Deshen out that he does the Avoda Sachila V'Shasiya, Kagon Kitur V'Nisuch, causing things to burn on the Mizbeach and pouring wine on the Mizbeach. So those are considered avodos chashuvos, and therefore you shouldn't wear the same clothes for those Sos HaDeshen that you did the other avodos in. Right? That's the Lasha. Begadam Shibishvam Kedera L'Rabo Rashi Dumya Do Sos HaDeshen Al Yivzovem Koz L'Rabo Laficha Chusam Globosh Begadim Pechusim. And this is the Gemara that talks about the importance of clothes. The Gemara continues. Another statement of Rabbi Yochanan Genayu L'Tchanam L'Chacham Sheyatzabim and Alayim Ham Tulam L'Shuk Yishper Tam L'Chacham She make sure not to go out with the falling apart shoes. Gin Kal Tam L'Chacham Shnipsa Revav Al Bigdo Chayiv Misa. Again, all these statements in the name of Rabbi Yochanan. So let's talk a little bit about clothes and the importance for clothing. We had on this daf, but we had on yesterday's daf also, as we will see. This is a famous, an important Rashi, fascinating Rashi, in Bamidbar and Parshas Chukas, where Rashi quotes that when the Bnei Yisrael were traveling in the Midbar in the 40th year, Vayishma Kanani Melech Arad Yoshev Hanegev. The king of Canaan, king of Arad, the Canaani, Yoshev HaNegev heard, and they were going to go attack the Jews. Rashi quotes that after Aaron died in Har Har, Bnei Yisrael traveled, and when the Amalekim heard that Aaron had died, and the Nistalik Anan Yakova, they wanted to fight with Bnei Yisrael, but they were scared that Bnei Yisrael would daven and be saved from them. So what they do, they said, oh, we're gonna confuse Bnei Yisrael's davenings. They started to talk like the Canaanim. And therefore, when Bnei Yisrael would come close to them, they would say, one second, they're talking like the Canaanim, they look like the Amalekim, I don't know who we're supposed to be dominating for. So they'll daven, remove the Canaanim from us, but they won't be the Canaanim, they'll be the Amalekim, and therefore that's going to mess up their davening, and that was their plan. The problem was that Bnei Yisrael came to this situation, and they saw the Hakol Kol Canaanim, Vahayadayim HaLavush Yidei Amalekim. They didn't know what to do, so they just said, you know what? Let's just daven in general. Whoever this am is, vachramti yisareyam. That's the Rashi. Ask the Bali Musar. If they were going to change something to be able to appear like another nation, so why change the lashon? Change the lavush, right? That's the outer, first external way that they are viewed by the other nations. So why did they think, oh, we'll change the Lashon, so that'll convince them. Change the Lavush, they should look like Kenanim. And if they look like Kenanim, so then that would be confusing. That's where Avdan Sagal asks, Madua, Gamez Lavush, Sham Lo Shinu, Hara Yoser Ka, Lashanos Lavush, Miasha Ladaber, Besafa Zara, Vimishkiu, Volamdu, Safa Acheres, Madua Lishkiu, Gam Lavush. Why don't they do both? You're doing the language also. So explains Avdan Sagal, is quoted here in the Sefer, Metikus Va'areva Satora. Halavush hayakashlam biyoser. It was much harder. Much harder to change how they dress. Kivan shalavush ze hamahus shel adam. The clothing that we wear affects a person. right? It's mashpia. Number one, it would be hard to do. And even if they were successful, it wouldn't work. Why? Because if they would change the lavush, that would be mishana. That would change their whole essence. And if they would dress like the Kananim, then they would be like the Kananim. And therefore, Bnei Yisrael davening to remove the Kananim would undermine their whole purpose. As the MSA mishtana lios Kananim. Upofan kazet, filasim shalam Yisrael isim is kabelas. Bivados, bivashusa. Kan HaTorah Ramza Lanu HaLavush Zeh HaAdam. Right, and that's what we have to recognize, the power of the lavush of a person. The clothing that a person chooses to wear shows a certain identity, shows a certain belonging to a group, and that's what we have to make sure that we recognize. The Sefer Chinuch talks about this also in the mitzvah of Big Day Kahuna. Big Day Kahuna, we know the Chinuch always follows the Rambam. The Rambam has a separate mitzvah of Big Day Kahuna against the Ramban. The Ramban does not think that there should be a separate mitzvah, but the Rambam counts in mitzvah Lamed Gimel. The Rambam counts a separate mitzvah of wearing Big Day Kahuna. Shetzivanu akon and lebosh begadim miuchadim lechavod ulisif ares va'az yabdu b'mikdash. It's not just a hechsher mitzvah that would be counted within the avoda mitzvah. It's a separate mitzvah. V'amr yisalim. That's what the pasuk says in Tetzave. The begadim of the Kohen Hedyot, the begadim of the Kohen Gadol, as the Rambam counts. So the Chinuch follows as well. The Chinuch of Mitzvah Tzadi Tes quotes the mitzvah of Levishas Big Day Kohanim. He even says, Mishar Shia Mitzvah, the shorish behind the mitzvah of Big Day Kahuna, says the Chinuch is Hayisod HaKavua Lanu, as he says by many mitzvahs, Ki Adam Nif'al Lafi Pu'ulosav. A person is affected by what they are involved in and what they wear. A person, the shliach that's bringing kapar for Klal Yisrael, has to do their best to be able to focus on what they're doing. And therefore, if they're wearing special clothing, that will help them focus, because however we're dressed affects how we act. When he looks at his entire body, miyad, Yehenizkar umisor belibo lifnei mihu oved. When the Kohen looks down, the Kohen Hedyot looks down at his ketones and at his mechnasayim and his hat, and when he looks at everything he's wearing, so then he will be able to be inspired. Vizek ke'ein tefillin. It's like tefillin. The Chinuch compares, the Rambam I don't think has this line, the Chinuch compares this to tefillin. Shenitz tavu akol laniach piksas aguf shele zikaron machsheves hechsher. V'yaf al pi shegam hakoin ha'imeniach tefillin. The Kohen also wears tefillin, at least the shel rosh. The shel yad is a discussion, because is that a chatzitza for the clothing? Okay. But l'godol and yano ha'itzor ha'kamzeh. So he required both. So there's a lot to talk about regarding Beit HaGuda, but that is not our topic now. But clothing plays a major role. So that's what our Gemara says here on the top of Kuf Yudalid, minayin l'shinu begadim min haTorah. So if you remember, on yesterday's daf, we had another makar, right? Also, Rabbi Yochanan. The Gemara says, V'chibadato me'asos derachecha. The pasuk in Yishayo, Perek Nunches, V'chibadato, shelo yeh ma'bushcha shel Shabbos, k'mal bushcha shel chol. Your Shabbos clothing should be different than your weekday clothing. Right, that's the halacha that's quoted here, Shabbos Kuf Yud Gimel. V'chihad Rabbi Yochanan kari lomani mechabdosai. Like Rabbi Yochanan called his clothing that which gives him honor, shemechabdin ba'alehen, and that's what v'chibadato, when the pasuk is referring to, that the clothing should be different. Just like the next phrase in the pasuk, me'asos derachecha, shlo yehi luchach shel Shabbos, ki luchach shel chol, mimso cheftzecha, chafatzecha asurim, chafzei shvayim mutarim, daber daber, your dibur should be different, right, that's the pasuk. But again, we'll focus on the clothing. So the question that some achronim ask is, what do you need two psukim there? What do you need two psukim to teach me that there is a concept of changing clothing? We have the kibadato, which is specifically by Shabbos, that your malbush of Shabbos should not be like your malbush of chol. That was on Kuf Yud Gimel. And on Kuf Yud Dalet here, minayin l'shini begadim in haTorah, as we quoted earlier, where's the source of shini begadim? Ufashadas begadav, alavash begadim achirim. That when we do hotzas hadeshen, we shouldn't be wearing as nice clothing as we did the avoda by the mizbeach. So you already have two different psukim, that that there's a concept of wearing nice clothing for special events. So what's the difference? Why do we need two? So some achronim say maybe the difference is that if you would have only had the clothing the pasuk from yesterday, maybe you would have thought only if people are around. Shalom abushcha Shabbos abushcha Shol has to do with what it's viewed as. But what is this pasuk? Minan l'shini begadim in haTorah v'lavashes begadav. Rashi says minan l'shini begadim shehu derech kavod lifnei hamakom. nothing to do with people. It has to do with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It has to do with the event itself, right? That's what the Mishnah Berurah quotes. Reish Samach Beis. This is the Simin in Shulchan Aruch about being sanctifying the Shabbos with clothing, with a set table, right? It's the Kadesh HaShabbos B'Shulchan Aruch U'Biksus Nikiya. So the Mishnah Berurah quotes. Mishnah Berurah quotes in Sif Katan Vav. He quotes from the Chai Adam. V'yafilu imhu baderach levado. U'bibeis sheino yehudim. Let's say somebody's in a hotel room for Shabbos. He's stuck. He's not going to see anybody. Still, gamke yilbash bigdei Shabbos. He has to wear bigdei Shabbos. Ki ena malbushim l'chvod haroim. Ki im l'chvod haShabbos. Right, it's l'chvod haroim. It's not l'chvod haroim. It's l'chvod haShabbos. So even if nobody's going to see a person when they are dressed on Shabbos, still we should have to wear Shabbos clothes. Maybe that's the chiddush of this second pasuk. Not just for others, but also for if one is in private. Others, the Ben Yehoyada says maybe a pasuk in the Torah is stronger, and that's why Vayikra Perak Vav is quoted because it's a pasuk in the Torah. But others say maybe the concept is that it's not only for Shabbos; it's for any event that is considered chashuv, right? This pasuk is not about Shabbos, right? It's about it's about hotzas adeshen compared to avoda. So therefore, maybe that's the pasuk. That's why you need two. Okay, either way, this is why we need two psukim. So the idea of big day Shabbos. So most assume, based on a Zohar, the Rambam says that it's all part of Kavod Shabbos. Kavod Shabbos or Oneg Shabbos, right? The Vilna Gaon, that everything we do before Shabbos is Kavod Shabbos. Everything we do on Shabbos is Oneg Shabbos. If you look at the Rambam, in the end of Hilcha Shabbos, Perach Haftes, Perach Lamed, that's where he talks about the essays. So the Rambam talks about the concept of wearing special clothes, Perach Lamed. Halacha Gimel, says the Rambam, Umi Kavod Shabbos, She Yilbash Ksus Nekia. It's mikavod Shabbos, right? Kavod, to wear special clothing. V'lo ye malbush ha'kol k'malbush ha'Shabbos. V'meilo v'hachlif, like the Rambam says, based on the Gemara, if somebody doesn't have what clothes to change into, you don't have special Shabbos clothes. Mishal shel taliso, at least put your belt down, like the aristocrats. K'dei shelo ye malbush k'malbush ha'kol. You shouldn't look exactly the same, and therefore the clothing should be different on Shabbos. That's the Rambam. It's part of Kavod Shabbos. That's what the Shilto says in Shilta Aleph. This is part of the larger framework of the Rambam. The Rambam there in Perek Lamed talks all about Kavod. Kavod Shabbos is taking a shower. Mishum Kavod Shabbos, Misati Betzitzis, Yoshiv B'Kovod Rosh. Everything that is done on Friday. Not having a big Seuda is Kavod Shabbos, right? Kavod Shabbos is not just doing, but also not doing. Also l'kvoa Seuda u'mishta be'erev Shabbos, mipnei Kavod Shabbos. Yavah became Mikavah Shabbos Yivna Adam and Mincha Lamala Milikvah Suda Kedishi Yikaris LaShabbos Kshu Misave Leechol and Misadar Adam Shulchano. So part of Kavah Shabbos is making sure that we are dressed properly. And the poskim say that it's a nice idea. The Piskei Tshuvas quotes that it's a nice idea that when we get dressed on Erev Shabbos, you know, we say it. We say Lekavah Shabbos, right? We sanctify it with words, and in that way, it adds sanctity and adds meaning to what we are doing. Kishalom quotes from the Makar Chayim. Kishalobish Babushi Shabbos Yomar Befiv L'Kavod Shabbos V'Chenli Biyanta L'Kavod Yantif. And he quotes that the Chavetz Chayim Kishabos Chavetz Chayim Zatzal Lomar Tomek Kishalobish B'Li Shabbos L'Chavod Shabbos Kodesh. L'Chavod Shabbos Kodesh. Yeah, that's what he wants us to try to do to sanctify, like they quote elsewhere. When you're buying things for Shabbos, you could also say L'Kavod Shabbos. The Arches Chaim, Rabbi Arami Lunel, one of the Rishonim, says maybe another idea behind Kavod Shabbos, behind clothing for Shabbos, is not just L'Kavod Shabbos, but it'll, like the Chinuch said, it'll remind us that it's Shabbos and it's a siyag not to do malacha. Siyag not to do malacha. He says in Hilchos, Dine Erev Shabbos os tes. V'tachlif big day chol v'lovish big day Shabbos L'Kavod Shabbos k'dei sheyizkar Shehu Am Kadosh Va'asur Ba'asiyas Malacha. To remember who you are, know who you are. So some of the Akronim discussed, what about pajamas? Special pajamas L'Kavod Shabbos. So is that, so we would think usually not. But based on the Archas Chaim's reason, maybe we need even more. Because sometimes during the night you wake up and we forget like what night it is. So if we remember, if we realize that we're wearing the Shabbos pajamas, oh, okay, so now I'll remember. But again, most assume that one might not need special pajamas to cover Shabbos, but again, anything that one does is included. The Shulchan Aruch says in Reish Samach Beis, as we just read, that Yishtadel Sheyulu Begadim Na'im L'Shabbos. Right? You should have nice clothes. You should try. The Mi'ef Shalol L'Fachos Yishal Shal, as we said for the Rambam, Begadav L'Mati Rakavod. Yilbash Begadav HaNa'im V'Yismach B'Bias Shabbos Ki Yotzei L'Gras HaMelech. You should get dressed like you're going to a special party, like you're meeting a special guest. Kiyotze likras chasan v'kala. Like the Gemara says, Rechanina used to get ready. Omer Boi Kala, Boi Kala. So one has to do the switch. Which clothing? So again, as many items that could be different. The Mishnah Berurah here quotes from the Arizal. The Tov Shalo Yilbash B'Shabbos Mikol Ma Shalavash B'Chol Afilu Chalak. V'im Ef Shalo Tov Shilo Gam Talis Acher L'Shabbos. Right, a different talis, but everything. So again, this is a question. Me'ikar Din, the din of switching clothing is at least the outer clothes. Says the Piskei Tshuvos. Mitzara Din, Tzara Kol Adam Shiyu Begadav Elyonim Shemeschabed Bahem Kova Chalifa Miuchadim L'Shabbos. Dehayinu Shiyu Na'im Yoser Miosam Shalovish B'Yimei Sachol. V'yu Nekiyim U'Mechubasim. V'shar Begadav Tachtonim, an undershirt. V'akatonis V'mechnasayim V'talas Katum V'Na'alayim. Ein Tzarech Me'ikar Adin Shiyu L'Mechubadim L'Shabbos. Achzuichim L'yos Nekiyim U'Mechubasim. But mitzad haminach atova mekubalim nagu gedolei adoros. This is what the Mishnah Berurah just quoted. Nagu gedolei adoros v'achreim rabim mehamoni beis Yisrael shelo labish b'Shabbos mikol ma shalavish b'chol. Everything should be different, right? The chida ashri mishi ishlo begadim miyuchadim mikaf regel v'adrosh miyuchadim l'Shabbos. Amnam doesn't mean that the sweaty clothes, but again, the Vilna Gaon says also everything should be switched if possible. If we have a different pair of tzitzis that we put on after the shower, so you say a separate bracha. Say another bracha for that, because if you change your tzitzis during the day, one would make a special separate bracha on that. So again, the outer clothing, the inner clothing, as much as one can do. What about Shabbos Chazon? Shabbos Chazon, so that is a machlokes haposkim. The Rama quotes in Siman Tav Kuf Nun Aleph, that on Shabbos Chazon, one should not have their special clothes. Right? That's a big discussion in the poskim. That is not the Minhag Olam. But if you look in Tav Kuf Nun Aleph, the Rama quotes right here: Aval Afilu b'Shabbos Shel Chazon Ein Machlifin Lo Bosh Begdei Shabbos. That's what the Rama quotes, because that's a different kind of Shabbos. If you look in the Vilna Gaon, the Vilna Gaon says no. And he argues, the Mishnah Berurah here quotes, Upakilas Kodesh Vilna, Noagrapi Agro, Lobosh Bigdei Shabbos, Vachin Kazar Rav Yaakov Emdin Mishim Aviv Agon, Sorch Lobosh Bigdei Shabbos, Afilu B'Shabbos, Achalbo Tishabov, even Shabbos Achalbo Tishabov, one changes. That's what the Radvaz says. The Radvaz says, as a true Bechas V'Shalom, not to change. What Avelus, Befahesi on Shabbos, says the Radvaz, in a tshuva, Tafresh Sadi Gimel, Odiecha, Mashinagu, Chachme Ashkenazim, Shalol Hachlif, Begadim Shabbos Echa, Eloshim Big Dechol, Vayadavar Kasha Beinecha, Vishaldim Yishlam Smach Alzea Minag. So he quotes a rush at the end of Tainus, and then he says, Chogli Los Yisrael Shashamanu, Shameam Lonagu Minagze, Vyafe Asu, Lafisha Nisover, Shunegadin. It's not going to din not to change the clothes. To kaimel on medivrei kabbalah kabdeyu b'ksus nekiyah. The din is to have nice clothes for Shabbos. The minhag of the 9 days, that doesn't override the din. Falom chal tishba b'Shabbos. If tishba falls out on Shabbos, eina moneh amimenu davar afilu dvarm shebetzina. V'chein eskimu kol gadol le'one olam v'kol shekein v'kal v'chomer b'noshel kal v'chomer Shabbos shel chazon yishayo u'misharaga lobosh b'shar Shabbos eskus nekiya u'b'Shabbos zeh lobosh b'deichol b'farhesya nimsa noeg avelos b'Shabbos v'nimsa machmer b'Shabbos zeh yosem avelos chadasha. And therefore he says, I think it's wrong. V'im chachme ashkenazim heim mekubalim b'firish lashen or zarua kasher nogu anachnu lo nachosh l'menag zeh shu neged kavet Shabbos v'ose mehektish chol u'mina kadum b'mitzrayim shebizman achupa lo'ov shem v'lam b'chulu. But he says that is not appropriate, and therefore, even on Shabbos Chazon, the poskim say that one should wear Big Day Shabbos. When does one wear these clothes? Obviously on Shabbos. But the Rama quotes, right after the shower. Right? Sometimes people take showers, then they get back into their weekday clothes, and then the Shabbos clothes, l'chadchi, let's not. The Rama, the Yalbish Atzmo b'Big Day Shabbos miyad achar sharachas Atzmo. Right after he takes a shower. At the shower, he should have the clothing special on. V'zeo kavet Shabbos. Alkein lo yurchatz l'Shabbos l'somach l'erev sheyalbish atzmo miyad. So you should try to delay. Okay, not so close, but what you try to delay? Mishnah Berurah. V'gam anashim no'agos kodem alakas neiros l'chodz atzmo v'lubosh b'kli Shabbos. Women should get into Shabbos clothes before they light candles. V'ashri lohem. Amna b'yam anaksarim and important halacha. What about on the winter short Fridays? Shemis achrim le'shiv b'chanus. V'acharkas lo'roches v'lovshos so that it is busy. Uvein kach yavo chas v'sham l'savich Shabbos, better to light candles than to get into Shabbos clothes. Lachei tov la'asir lam she'yakdimu lavo l'rchos v'lobosh. Ukshemesacheres, mitzvah yoseh she'tav l'kach. L'mavu she'chol, milavo chas v'shalom v'lesov v'chil l'shabbos. That's obviously better. And therefore, mitzvah gadola yoseh l'sheba choshech v'lechal shabbos chas v'shalom. So one has to be very careful, and one can light the candles before one gets into Shabbos clothes. So again, that's the when does it start? Right after the shower. Until when? Till when does one wear Shabbos clothes? So that's what the Mishnah Berurah quotes, Lechatchila, Mishnah Berurah says, until after Havdalah, quoting this from the Aguda, the Yelech Leman Motzei Shabbos Acher Havdalah, one shouldn't be changing before Havdalah. And if you look in the later Achronim, the Chidah, the Kavachayim, and others, after Malav Malka, it's a burden for me, and I want to make sure get him off as soon as possible, as long as we can have the Shabbos clothes on, so then we can keep it on at least through Malava Malka. So again, that's what the Arizal says, quoted here in Bal Yisod Visharish HaAvoda. Okay, we will stop here. This is some inyanim about Big Day Shabbos.